News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:06 here on FM Talk 106.5. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley with you on this Giving Tuesday.
I love it. It's one of my stories today, too.
I thought it might be.
You know, I like to give back.
That's right. That's for sure. It seems like every day this week has a name, so I'm not sure what Wednesday will be. Maybe Wacky Wednesday. I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow, I guess.
And Giving Tuesday, it's like in the mode that we're in, because we had Black Friday, we had Cyber Monday. Well, now that you've spent so much, now it's time for you to give back.
Yes, and they put it after you spend on yourself. Maybe they need to switch that around a little bit. Like, after you've bought all your own gifts and gifts for your family, then it's Giving Tuesday.
But you can always give the gift of time.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yep.
Unless you work all the time.
Then there's that.
33 degrees outside of the FM Talk 106.5 studios. It was cold overnight. It'll be chilly today, but at least the sun will be out. We'll get more on the weather from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams in a little bit. We got the news with Kelly coming up. I've got your sports news, and we'll start the morning off like we do every morning. Here's Kane with the traffic update.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery traffic center, a chilly start with frost on the windshield, so you'll have to go out and start the heater this morning on the car, but accident-free conditions continue. So far, no delays across the Bayway and the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Fairhope. You're checking it accident-free. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Highlander with 0% financing for up to 60 months, plus $500 holiday cash back or $5,500 in savings. Model 6955. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and mild with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. It's time to go play outside.
Pretty exciting stuff. In our Go Play Outside sweepstakes, is this Benjamin Hughes?
This is him.
The folks at Gulf Coast Divers picked you as their qualifying prize winner, and you won the whole thing.
Holy hell.
$9,000 worth of goodies.
All right. Christmas came early.
Here's what y'all can ask to borrow from Benjamin. A Traeger Pro Series 22 wood pellet grill from Spring Hill Ace Hardware, a Gulf Coast diving package from Gulf Coast Divers, over 50 pounds of bacon and sausage, and $125 in venison processing, a camo ice chest and ammo from Monroe Sausage, a Browning hunting outfitting package from Quint Sporting Goods, a Legacy 223 hunting rifle and scope from Sticks River Shooting Center, his and hers Costa sunglasses and accessories from Sunglass World, and a 5x8 utility trailer with radial tires, LED lights, treated wood floor, removable fold-down gate, heavy-duty jack, and safety chains from Trailer Sales Alabama. Benjamin, it's all yours.
Thanks, Sean. I appreciate all you do for the community, and I'm ready to go play outside.
Thank you, and thank you for listening.
Go play outside with all your new toys from FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan inviting you to join us at your CBD store, West Mobile, Hillcrest, near Greelot, on Friday when we're broadcasting Midday Mobile live from noon to 2. We're on the road with your friends at the CBD store of West Mobile and FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 610 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And yeah, we'll be on the road on Friday at your CBD store of West Mobile. And
Very nice.
Owner there, Joe Brown, he's going to have a pretty big giveaway, a CBD SunMed relief bundle valued at over $240. And of course, we'll be there with all of our FM Talk 106.5 goodies. So come by, get a hugger, maybe one of those rare FM Talk floating keychains. I know those will be around. But that'll be the last time this week that we're on the road, because we're going to be on the road several more times before then. Tomorrow, Midday Mobile live at noon from the fantail of the USS Alabama. We'll be back at Battleship Memorial Park. Midday Mobile will be from noon to 1, and then Scuttlebutt Network follows with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters at 1.
Oorah.
Can I say? Yeah, I can say that, right? Mm-hmm. Even though I'm not a Marine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just be respectful. But there's certain nicknames you can't say.
Yeah, Claxton would smack me across the head, I'm sure.
There'd be a long line to just remind you of what. There's no violence. It's just a healthy reminder.
Yeah, that's why I toe the line among Marines.
Semper Fi.
And then on Thursday, not a show per se, but we'll be putting on a show, the Fairhope Brewing Company. They're Bartenders of Christmas, the sixth year that they'll be doing this charity bartending with us, FM Talk 106.5, from 5 5 until 7. And the tips go to Wilmer Hall Children's Home. Like I said, the sixth year they've been doing this, the tips and donations go to different charities that are chosen by the, and I'm putting this in quotes, celebrity bartenders. So we'll be there on Thursday night and then wrapping the week up at your CBD store, West Mobile, on Friday. So pick a good place that you want to see us and make it happen, because we'll be out on the road the rest of the week. 6:11, and it's time to check the news headlines with Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. And also, you can always catch up with us on social media. We are on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and we love to chit-chat and post pictures, too.
I'm also on that social media email. You can send me an email. Yeah,
that's like MySpace-ish. Thanks, Dalton. It is 6:11 on your, what's today? Wow.
Giving Tuesday.
I love that. We're moving right along. So that's what happens when you work, you know, during the holidays. Mm-hmm. You kind of forget the days. former President Jimmy Carter, he is back in the hospital recovering from a urinary tract infection. A spokesperson for the former commander-in-chief and for the Carter Center said that the 95-year-old former president was admitted to Phoebe Sumter Medical Center in Americus over the weekend. She said that Carter, quote, is feeling better and looks forward to returning home soon. Now, if it sounds like it's a case of deja vu, it has been quite a few weeks and months for President Carter, as a fall last spring required him to get hip replacement surgery. Then, October the 6th, he hit his head in another fall and received 14 stitches, but yet still the warrior. He traveled to Nashville, Tennessee to help build a Habitat for Humanity home shortly thereafter. He also fractured his pelvis in another fall later that same month and was briefly hospitalized. Of course, we wish the president a speedy recovery. 95.
Wow.
There's some 45-year-olds who stubbed their toe and they can't keep it going.
Now, I wonder if the president's on that CBD yet. Maybe it's helping him heal a little faster.
You know, in these times, you never know. On to more serious news, and this is a biggie. There's an armed and dangerous man on the run in our area, and U.S. Marshals need your help. His name, Antonio Dwight Johnson. He's wanted on multiple state warrants for failure to register as a sex offender, robbery, attempting to elude, and domestic violence. Johnson is also wanted in reference to a federal warrant. He's considered a suspect in reference to several robberies in Baldwin County, and that's why U.S. Marshals and BCSO are looking for him. According to authorities, he's known to frequent the New Era Road area in Fairhope, Thompson Lane in the Plateau community, and hotels just outside of the station, Dalton, here on I-65 Beltline here in Mobile. Johnson's described as a black male, 6 foot tall, 190 pounds. He does have numerous tattoos on his chest and arms. If you see him, call U.S. Marshals 251-422-3435, or you can just simply call 911. Do not approach him. Again, he is considered armed and dangerous. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thanks for that very important update, Kelly, especially if you're in our area right now. That's kind of disconcerting to hear.
Always good to look. To check, you know, check your six, as they say. Look left and look right and make sure you're safe.
For sure. 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back with sports. A big NFC matchup on Monday Night Football last night, and two Auburn Tigers named SEC Players of the Week after the big Iron Bowl win on Saturday. We'll get to that and a whole lot more on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others. Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. Ibrahim Yazid now faces a capital murder charge in the kidnapping and murder of Anaya Blanchard. Lee County District Attorney Brandon Hughes says the charge was upgraded after officials confirmed the teen was shot to death. The district attorney's office plans to seek the death penalty. There were more than two dozen domestic violence arrests in the Port City over the Thanksgiving weekend. During a 96-hour period, Mobile Police and the Mobile County Sheriff's Office responded to over 20 domestic violence calls. A former Escambia County School District employee is in jail this morning, accused of having a sexual relationship with a 15-year-old. 40-year-old Susan Weddle has been charged with sexual assault. Governor Kay Ivey is urging Alabama residents to participate in the 2020 census. Ivey announced $1 million will be given to 34 groups to increase the self-response rate. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloni.
Hey, the holidays are here, and this year give yourself a gift of extra money in your pocket when you pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. You can roll your high-interest credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate, and LightStream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with autopay, so you could save thousands in interest. Plus, there's absolutely no fees, no application fees, no origination fees, no transaction fees, no prepayment penalties. The application is so quick and easy, you can apply right from your phone. And LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And just for y'all, you can apply now and get a special interest rate discount. Now, the only way to get that discount is to go to LightStream.com/Sullivan. LightStream.com/Sullivan, Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Sullivan for more information.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Seattle wins a huge NFC matchup on Monday Night Football. Auburn has two players named SEC Players of the Week. And I've got the latest college basketball poll. It's 6:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On Monday Night Football, in a heavyweight NFC battle, the Seattle Seahawks beat the Minnesota Vikings 37-30 to take over the top spot in the NFC West and the number two seed in the conference. The Seahawks used their dynamic run game to power past Minnesota, with Chris Carson and Rashad Penny leading the team to 218 total yards rushing. After the game, Seahawks coach Pete Carroll talked about his running back's dominance.
That was so much fun to see those two guys battling out. I get Chris got 100 and Rashad got 70-something, you know, and that was fantastic. I thought Rashad looked so fast tonight. He just looked so explosive.
Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson finished the night with 240 yards passing, two touchdowns, and an interception. The loss drops Minnesota to 8-4 with a one-game lead on the LA Rams for the NFC's final wild card spot. In some more NFL news, Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Doug Marrone announced Monday that rookie Gardner Minshew will be the team's starting quarterback for the last month of the season, sending Nick Foles back to the bench just 10 quarters after his return from a broken collarbone. Minshew replaced Foles to start the second half of Sunday's 28-11 loss to Tampa Bay. Marrone said that he told the quarterbacks on Monday that Minshew would be the starter for the rest of the year and that Foles handled it well. The Jaguars are now 4-8 following Sunday's loss, clinching their 11th non-winning season in the past 12 years. In college football, Washington Huskies head coach Chris Peterson announced Monday that he will step down as coach following the team's bowl game and will assume, quote, a leadership advisory role for Husky athletics. Peterson coached the team for six seasons and led the Huskies to a pair of Pac-12 titles in 2016 and 2018. He reached the college football playoff in 2016. His 39 victories between 2015 and 2018 were the most ever in school history during a four-year stretch. Peterson released a statement yesterday saying in part, quote, I'll be a Husky for life, but now is the right time for me to step away from my head coaching duties and recharge. Washington Athletics Director Jennifer Cohen announced current defensive coordinator Jimmy Lake will take over as the new head coach for the Huskies. The SEC Players of the Week for the final weekend of regular season games were announced yesterday, with two Auburn Tigers winning awards after their team's big win over Alabama. Linebacker Zacoby McClain was named the SEC's Defensive Player of the Week. McClain led Auburn with a career-high 11 tackles and also returned an interception 100 yards for a touchdown against the Tide in the 48-45 victory. And Auburn kicker Anders Carlson picked up the Special Teams Player of the Week honor after he made four field goals of 43 yards or longer, including a 52-yarder as time expired in the first half. His four field goals of 40-plus yards is a first by an Auburn kicker in at least 25 seasons. In college basketball, the latest Associated Press Top 25 rankings were released on Monday, with the Louisville Cardinals taking over the number one spot in the poll. Cardinals became the fourth team in 5 weeks to claim that top spot, receiving 48 of 65 first-place votes from the media. They're followed by Kansas at number two, Maryland at three, Michigan at four, and Virginia at number five. Kentucky's the top-ranked team from the SEC, coming in at number eight this week. Auburn moved up four spots to number 14 after winning the Legends Classic in-season tournament in Brooklyn last week. And Tennessee's ranked 21st, a four-spot drop after losing to Florida State on Friday. 622 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Just in time for Christmas at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Save big with Liberty Holiday Rebates. Receive instant and mail-in rebates up to $300 on Lincoln models and 18 months 0% interest financing with approved credit on safes over $2,000. Clearance prices continue on Browning models with up to $1,000 off on stock models delivered before Christmas Day. Get professional delivery and service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Why go anywhere else? Located at Exit 5B, Moffitt at I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and mild with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You love the outdoors. You love to hunt and fish. So do the folks at Quince Sporting Goods in Saraland. For 50 years, Quince has been outfitting hunters and fishermen in South Alabama. The outdoor specialists at Quince stock the gear that works around here. From a big selection of proven freshwater tackle to their archery sales and service, to a monster selection of guns, optics, footwear, and apparel. Get the right gear from the people that love to hunt and fish just as much as you do. Quince Sporting Goods, two lights west of I-65 on Industrial Parkway in Saraland.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still have accident-free conditions. No delays across the Bayway and the Causeway from Daphne and Spanish Fort. Heading northbound up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. Again, go outside, start the car. You're going to have frost on that windshield this morning. Holiday Marketing Christmas Kids Days is back Saturday, December 7th from 10 to 2 in Mardi Gras Park. Plenty of activities for kids while you shop with local vendors. Free parking at the Civic Center and shuttle by train to Mardi Gras Park. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 624 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. 33 degrees outside of our studio on this chilly Tuesday morning.
A notch above freezing.
We'll get the full weather forecast from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams in just about 10 minutes. Right now it's time for the news headlines with Kelly.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton. 624 on your Tuesday morning. Great news as a local missing persons report ends in a safe return, as Mobile Police confirmed that Albert Reynold Moore IV has been located. Now, MPD updated the community and thanked all for their assistance after the 26-year-old was located. His family was concerned since Moore was described as possibly suffering from depression and was believed to have traveled to the Biloxi, Gulfport, Mississippi area. He had been missing since October the 15th when he left his home in Mobile. Police have not released further details as to where Moore was found or his condition, but the great news is he has been found safe and is located back in the area. That's a big sigh of relief for his family. So here's a quote from Governor Kay Ivey. Quote, I cannot emphasize enough the importance of what a full and accurate count in the 2020 census means for Alabama. And that quote makes even more sense after you know about Monday's announcement of $1 million geared toward the 2020 census. What makes that announcement that much sweeter? So the announcement explained how this award was designed to support efforts to promote, educate, and encourage participation among Alabama residents and hopefully get a greater response from the entire community. The Alabama Department of Economic and Community Affairs is administering these grants to 34 government agencies and organizations from funding which has been allocated by the legislature in the 2019-2020 Education Trust Fund budget. So looking ahead, Dalton, mid-March 2020, that's when every Alabama household will receive an invitation to respond to the census. If you have questions, you can log on to census.alabama.gov. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. 626 on FM Talk 106.5. And this segment of Mobile Mornings brought to you by our friends at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Now, the New Year's resolutions that people come up with every year, that's so 2018. Why not go ahead, get an early start on your New Year's resolutions and get the junk out of your house? Trey Bennett and his crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll do the work in both Mobile and Baldwin counties so that you don't have to. And if you're wondering exactly how 1-800-GOT-JUNK works, well, it's right there in the name. If you got a bunch of junk and you don't know where to take that junk, if it's too big for you to physically move said junk, or if you don't know whether you're supposed to throw it in a dumpster or not because of, if it's like a TV screen or printer, you just don't know about some of that stuff, just call Trey and the crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK and they will have you covered. And one of the best things about using Trey and the crew, you make your appointment and they show up right on time. And the quote they give you is the price that you'll pay. Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go to the website 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, set up your appointment. They'll be there exactly when you're expecting them. 627 FM Talk 106.5 coming back. More Mobile Mornings on the way. We'll talk with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He'll tell us how warm or cold it'll be today.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Happening today, crews will pull a capsized shrimp boat out of Mobile Bay. That boat overturned Friday near Fort Morgan. Three men were on board. One of those men, Anthony Conway, is still missing this morning. Two men died after a medevac plane they were in crashed in Alaska. Maddox Burtz was originally from Fairhope. He and fellow crew member Robert Carter died when the plane crashed just south of Anchorage. Their bodies were recovered on Sunday. Governor Kay Ivey is urging Alabama residents to participate in the 2020 census. Ivey announced $1 million will be given to 34 groups to increase the self-response rate. Governor Ivey emphasized the importance of the census, saying in part the numbers have a direct impact on billions of dollars in funding for schools, community programs, and health care. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E. Chris Francis Tree Care, online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook. Or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
President Trump making news at the NATO summit in London, saying he thinks it might be a good idea to hold off on a trade deal with China until after the presidential elections, but still insisting.
We're doing very well with China right now, and we can do even better with a flick of a pen.
The comment about delaying a trade deal sent ripples through global stock markets, causing U.S. stock futures to plunge for a while this morning. They're recovering now, but still in the red. The Dow futures off 110, NASDAQ futures off 36. Northeastern storms are clearing now, as we hear from meteorologist Pedram Javahari.
Boston, maybe a few flurries left in store, could accumulate a couple of more inches out of this, but New York looks like you're largely out of the woods. Philly, same story. And the winter weather advisory is going to be allowed to expire here within the next couple of hours.
Meanwhile, a storm is approaching Southern California, where flash flooding and mudslides may be triggered. Republican California Congressman Duncan Hunter is changing his plea to guilty to misusing campaign funds. He says he's prepared to go to jail. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Amazon says Cyber Monday was once again the single biggest shopping day in the company's history based on the number of items ordered worldwide. Customers all around the world shopped at record levels across a wide selection, with hundreds of millions of products ordered between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday alone. Amazon says some of the best sellers included its Echo Dot and Fire TV Stick 4K, Lego Star Wars, Frozen 2 toys, and Hasbro games. The China Association of Automobile Manufacturers says China should adopt a plan that will see electric vehicles make up a quarter of all autos sold in the country in 6 years' time, as the sector struggles with falling sales. A blueprint for the development of the new energy vehicle sector, which includes hybrids and fully electric vehicles, comes after the government withdrew subsidies for car makers earlier this year. China is the world's largest new energy vehicle market, but sales of electric motors are plummeting after those subsidies were taken away. On Wall Street, futures are moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:34 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. Sean Sullivan will be back later this week, but here right now, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Dr. Bill.
So a chilly start to our day today, 33 degrees right now outside of our studios. And how cold did it get last night, Dr. Bill?
Well, we've been down to at least 32, possibly made it to 31 degrees. So it's like a light freeze here in the city. And certainly in areas away from the city, most likely they got down to around 30, maybe even into the upper 20s. So a cold morning along the Gulf Coast. And we're in for another cool day, although yesterday's high was 54. We'll likely get it to about 58 degrees for this afternoon. But we should have plenty of sunshine. Now, tonight it will be cold again, but not quite as cold as this morning. I think the low tonight will be around 38 degrees, so it should stay above freezing. Tomorrow we'll see a warming trend. It'll be sunny and up to 65 for tomorrow afternoon, and we'll continue with the warming trend on Thursday. Thursday looks good, mostly sunny skies and a high of 68 degrees. After that, though, there's rain in the forecast. Low-pressure system come out of Texas will be over Louisiana early Friday morning. And so we'll see a few showers develop Thursday night, and then Friday cloudy with periods of rain and a high of around 70 degrees. Now, looks like that rain will move out in the late afternoon, and we'll clear off for Saturday. Should be partly cloudy and a little bit cooler, about 65 degrees, not bad. Sunday, just a slight chance of a shower, and we're going to warm up into the low 70s. So a weekend, it looks like Saturday's the best day, although we may get by okay on Sunday as we climb into the 70s.
Yeah, wow, sounds like another nice weekend. Parts of the country not having a nice week so far. A bomb cyclone just hammering the Northeast yesterday, and I guess it'll go into today. Tell us, what again is a bomb cyclone? And
Well, it's a low-pressure area that just rapidly develops. It's almost like it explodes, and the pressure falls extremely fast. Becomes very intense, and that's what has occurred now over the Northeast. And it's a very slow-moving low-pressure system just off the coast of Massachusetts, and they're getting a real backlash now of strong winds and heavy snow through New England, Boston particularly hard hit, and it's very slowly moving away. So by late this afternoon, most of that snow will be over northern Maine, and then things should quiet down. So the North and Northeast have had a rough several days.
Yeah, and I know it's not in our area, but so many people this week and late last week affected by weather for travel. Did this cyclone, did it start out west? Is this the same system?
Yeah, it started out west. It was the second one, the first one affecting the area late last week, and then this one developed early this week as it came across the country and intensified, particularly over the Northeast. And they've got quite a 1-2 punch here for the beginning here of the new month, and things should quiet down over the next few days.
Yeah, well, it certainly made Thanksgiving tough on a lot of people, lots of cancellations and delays in flights, and that's why. We appreciate it, Dr. Bill.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You can hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, Sean Sullivan for Omaha Steaks, and it's a gift I love to give. It's a gift I love to receive as well. Great, great quality meat, tasty meat, and a great selection as well. And right now, Omaha Steaks is sharing an amazing limited-time holiday offer with y'all to get a jump on your holiday shopping. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code Sullivan in their search bar, and order the favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love, for only $69.99. Now listen to what you get. 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon, the most tender steak in the world, of course. 4 savory premium pork chops, 4 Omaha steak burgers, those are great. 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak signature seasoning pack, plus, for y'all, a free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board. All the delicious food, plus the free cutlery set that they're going to enjoy for years to come, that whole gift, $69.99. Now, Omaha Steaks, of course, are tender. They're flavorful. They are delivered, packed with the dry ice, flash frozen, vacuum sealed, top quality. So don't wait. This offer and this offer is over soon, so take advantage now. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Sullivan into the search bar to order the gift everyone will love. Order the favorite gift package today.
An explorer. Awaken your sleeping adventurer. Go where pirate ships remain, sea creatures reign, and you are but a free-floating guest. Become one with an endless sea. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver. Gulf Coast Divers has the instruction and equipment that you need to unlock the wonders of the underwater world. Gulf Coast Divers, certifying the best-trained divers on the coast for over 40 years.
Break the surface for a new adventure. Let Gulf Coast Divers help you become a diver. New experiences, lasting memories. You always wanted to try it. Isn't it time? Be a diver with Gulf Coast Divers. They have instructors, equipment, and guidance you need to unlock the wonders of the underwater world. Take your first plunge underwater for just $27. Gulf Coast Divers, certifying the best trained divers on the coast for over 40 years.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
From the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center, accident-free conditions continue. Again, you might want to head outside. You might have frost on the window this morning. Start your car, get the heat going. So far over the Bayway and the Causeway, we look great. Northbound 65 from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, it's a good ride in. Celebrate the holidays with Bellagrath Gardens and Home with more than 1,100 set pieces and 3 million lights. Guaranteed to get you in a holiday spirit. And sign up for a Sunday Storytime Hour the first four Sundays in December. Get tickets at bellagrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 641 on Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. Check out our website, fmtalk1065.com. Man, we load that website with a ton of things. First, at the very top of the page, we've got the podcast page. You can check out any hour of live local programming because we podcast it all, and it's all right there in one easy-to-find place, kind of like a buffet of audio, if you will.
I like that, especially coming off of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and leftovers for days there on the podcast page. Also, we made some of the podcasts really easy to find. There's a page at the top called 2020 Elections, and we've got the Republican Congressional Primary Debate, the entire debate listed up there in podcast form, and also Sean interviewed each of the Republican candidates going into that debate, and any political interview that we have going into the 2020 election season will post right there on one easy to find place so you can know more about the candidates before you go and place your vote. Also, the three big things on the front page of the website this morning. The three big things include the capital murder charges that were filed against Anaya Blanchard's suspected killer.
It's also a sad story.
Oh, man. And, you know, more information comes out the sadder it gets, and we'll see charges filed against the killer and his accomplices. So we'll see where that leads. Also, Congress pushing ahead on the Trump impeachment with a split nation. And still on top, Cyber Monday sales on track to hit record. I know they were expected to hit about $9.4 billion on online purchases yesterday. And they said actually the last hour of the day, 11 p.m. to 12 p.m., was expected to be the biggest hour as people try to swoop in and get those last-minute deals. So I'm not sure when we expect to get a final count on the money spent on Cyber Monday, but it's still expected to hit a record and fly past that record. 6:43 on FM Talk 106.5. Time to check the headlines of the day. Here's Kelly Finley.
I have to say, though, regarding all that, the sales that happen, I just feel like, you know when before Halloween, how much candy is, and then when you go the day after, it's severely marked down.
That's my secret.
I think that there's going to be more. There's going to be sales on top of sales on top of sales, because if you ever worked in retail, and in college, I was a manager, and so you better understand, they've got to clear that store and make it look up to date.
Yeah.
And they don't want old things in there, so they've got to, they mark it down, and if they can't get rid of it, then they have to ship it out, which costs them more money. So I'm just saying.
That's a good tip.
Because I don't like shopping, so anything I can do.
I need to unsubscribe from some email newsletters, because I went through the email inbox last night, and it was last chance Cyber Monday, at least 20.
I've got one for you. I received a text like that, and then it wasn't addressed to anyone. And then it's like they realize it, and then the next text was, Kelly.
Oh, creepy.
Well, the point is that you're just trying to get my attention, and it doesn't work. Delete. Block. Keep it moving. All right. Let's get you going on your news this morning. Good morning, everyone. 6:44. This is news out of Baldwin County this morning, as three women now sit in jail charged with drug trafficking and stolen identity charges. The women are from Georgia. They were arrested Saturday night by Bay Minette police after being pulled over for a traffic violation. That's when, according to authorities, the driver gave police a phony Georgia identification. The officer reported smelling marijuana marijuana and then proceeded to search the vehicle. All three women were in possession of fraudulent checks, credit cards, marijuana, and IDs. The women have been identified as Indashu Howard, Princess Johnson, and Brayone Reeves. At this hour, authorities are working to figure out who the seized items even belong to. So if you have some missing items, go ahead and give them a call. Those items could be yours. All right, so today is Giving Tuesday. You may or may not know what that means. Well, here's how the founders of this day describe what you need to know. Giving Tuesday is a global generosity movement unleashing the power of people and organizations to transform their communities and the world on December the 3rd, and really every day. It was created in 2012 as a simple idea, a day that encourages people to do good. Over the past 7 years, this idea has grown into a global movement that inspires hundreds of millions of people to give, collaborate, and celebrate generosity. One of the best ways to get involved is in your own community. So they have created a directory to help you find organizations, events, and ways to give back to your own community. Hop online and go to givingtuesday.org. GivingTuesday.org. And if you're on social media, some of your favorite charities in the neighborhood you may recognize are on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. They're telling you how your money can be spent, how it stays local, and how you can, you know, give back to your community. That's a big deal. Not that the big guys don't need us, you know, the big names that we all know about, but how great is it to help your fellow neighbor and then see that blessing just blossom? So there you have it. That is the meaning of Giving Tuesday. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Good stuff, Kelly. Thanks for giving us that news update there. And yeah, what a great day. Give after taking
and
on Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Right.
Make sure you use the hashtag. 6:47 coming back. Got your sports news updates right here on Mobile Mornings.
There's one place where college football becomes pro football. One game, one field, one day. The 71st annual Reese's Senior Bowl, Saturday, January 25th, where college football's top talent will compete in front of NFL coaches, scouts, and GMs. Mobile, Alabama, home of the Senior Bowl. The draft starts here. Tickets on sale now at seniorbowl.com.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Ibrahim Yazid now faces a capital murder charge in the kidnapping and murder of Anaya Blanchard. Lee County District Attorney Brandon Hughes says the charge was upgraded after officials confirmed the teen was shot to death. The district attorney's office plans to seek the death penalty. There were more than two dozen domestic violence arrests in the Port City over the Thanksgiving weekend. During a 96-hour period, Mobile Police and the Mobile County Sheriff's Office responded to over 20 domestic violence calls. A former Escambia County School District employee is in jail this morning, accused of having a sexual relationship with a 15-year-old. 40-year-old Susan Weddle has been charged with sexual assault. Governor Kay Ivey is urging Alabama residents to participate in the 2020 census. Ivey announced $1 million will be given to 34 groups to increase the self-response rate. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kahn's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kahn's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good morning. 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Monday Night Football in a heavyweight NFC battle, the Seattle Seahawks beat the Minnesota Vikings 37-30 to take over the top spot in the NFC West and the number 2 seed in the conference. The loss drops Minnesota to 8-4 with a one-game lead on the LA Rams for the NFC's final wildcard spot. In college football news, Washington Huskies head coach Chris Peterson surprisingly announced on Monday that he will step down as the head coach following the team's bowl game and will assume a leadership advisory role for Husky athletics. Peterson said, "Now is the right time for me to step away from my head coaching duties and recharge." Washington athletics director Jennifer Cohen announced that current defensive coordinator Jimmy Lake will take over as the new head coach. The SEC Players of the Week for the final weekend of the regular season were announced yesterday, with two Auburn Tigers winning awards after their team's big win over Alabama on Saturday. Linebacker Zacoby McClain was named the SEC's Defensive Player of the Week. McClain led Auburn with a career-high 11 tackles, also returned an interception 100 yards for a touchdown. And Auburn kicker Anders Carlson picked up the Special Teams Player of the Week honor after he made 4 field goals of 43 yards or longer. His 4 field goals of 40-plus yards is a first by an Auburn kicker in at least 25 seasons. 651, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we've had accident-free conditions. A good ride from Fairhope and Daphne. Again, if you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway, George Wallace, Bankhead Tunnels, no problems. Accident-free conditions through Mobile. And if you're traveling northbound 65 all the way to Chickasaw and Saraland, it's a good ride. CBD America is now open on Old Shell Road between the Metal Mushroom and the USA Campus. They offer all things hemp. Mention this ad, you'll get 15% off all purchases. And don't forget the original CBD America on Highway 43 in Satsuma. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and mild with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Wes Lambert, and I approve this message.
Donald Trump and Wes Lambert, both entrepreneurs and business owners, and Wes Lambert is running for Congress to represent Alabama's 1st Congressional District. A conservative champion, lifelong Republican, pro-life, a strong Second Amendment supporter with an eye on fiscal discipline and personal responsibility. Wes Lambert believes that profitability is achieved by operating within a budget and cutting waste. That's why Wes Lambert believes government should be run like a business. Choose Wes Lambert, a Trump supporter from the beginning, fellow conservative, and business outsider, committed to reducing the healthcare bureaucracy and for marketplace competition. Wes supports building the wall and is driven to stand up and protect the best interests of our Gulf Coast community. Wes knows that he can make things happen because that's what he does every day. It's time for something different. Stand up and make a difference. Vote for Wes Lambert. Paid for by Wes Lambert for Congress, 9792 Camberwell Drive, Daphne, Alabama, 36526.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
655 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Time to check the headlines for this Giving Tuesday. Here's Kelly Finley.
Let's get to it. 655 on your Tuesday morning. Good morning. Drive safely. Don't forget to buckle up. Let's take you to Baldwin County as a 37-year-old Somerdale man is now behind bars. His name, Mark Reedman. He's charged with first and second degree rape and sodomy, endangering the welfare of a child, sexual abuse of a child under 12, and sexual torture. Thanksgiving Day, this Baldwin County man was arrested on several child abuse charges and violation of probation. And according to court records, he's also a registered sex offender. Let's switch gears now. And as I say all the time, don't blame the messenger, Dalton. But the numbers are in, and across the nation, obesity is still an issue. But there's a silver lining for Alabama. We're doing much better in some categories as we were a few years ago. The most recent data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that more than 7 out of 10 U.S. adults ages 20 and older are either overweight or obese, which then led our friends at Wallet Hub to rank the fattest and the fittest states.
Leave it to Wallet Hub.
We can count on them. They use 29 different metrics, like the share of residents who are obese and overweight to those who have obesity-related health issues, and Alabama came in fifth place. Now, before you start clapping too loudly, we ranked 17th in the health consequences category, 6th for prevalence of obesity. We're unfortunately first in states with poorest food and fitness choices. We're 4th for the highest percentage of obese adults, 2nd for highest percentage of adults with type 2 diabetes, 2nd for percentage of adults with high blood pressure, 3rd for highest percentage of adults eating less than one serving of fruit and vegetables per day. So you want to know who was ahead of us?
Yes.
4 states. Mississippi came in first.
Knew that.
West Virginia second.
Of course.
Kentucky third. Tennessee fourth.
Oh.
Right. When it came to the 5 fittest states, Utah was first. Colorado, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and California rounded out the top 5. So if you take nothing away from any of this, get moving a little bit more since we just finished Thanksgiving, and don't forget to eat your veggies. Popeye will be proud of you.
You said we rank last or first in a bad way in lack of fitness availability, fitness exercise. Just go outside. Take a step outside. It's cold this morning, I know, but look around you.
Uh-huh.
There's your fitness.
Well, you'll walk quick, because it's cold out there. I'm glad I hit the gym yesterday. It's one day of progress.
I need to at some point in this year before it ends. More Mobile Mornings on the way on FM Talk 106.5.